1420 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington.
Everybody around literally couldn't talk.
65,000 people sounded like a group of 20 people. It was quiet in there.
Fans reacting in Cincinnati to a scary on-field incident during the Monday night football game between the Bengals and the Buffalo Bills. 24-year-old Buffalo safety Damar Hamlin collapsed and had to be taken off the field in an ambulance. KDKA sports director Bob Pompeiani.
This was something that really, when you think about it, for me in 40 years of covering sports, I've never seen before. Damar Hamlin made a tackle, and it was not a nasty tackle in any way. He took a helmet to the chest, though. He got up, and then he suddenly collapsed backwards, and he was out. Training staff, medical people rushed from both sides to immediately attend to him. It appeared to be a concussion originally, but the way he collapsed and after several minutes down, you knew it was way worse than that.
The game was suspended, and now this late word in a tweet, the Buffalo Bills have said Hamlin suffered a cardiac arrest following a hit in our game versus the Bengals. His heartbeat was restored on the field. He was transferred to the hospital for further testing and treatment. He's currently sedated and listed in critical condition. The leader of Republicans in the U.S. House will try to become Speaker of the House on Tuesday. CBS's Scott McFarland says he doesn't have enough votes yet.
Kevin McCarthy, first elected in 2006 out of Bakersfield, California, has sought to become Speaker of the House for years. With Republicans taking the majority, he'll need about 218 votes on the House floor to get there. But as the vote approached, he appeared to at least be a few votes short. A House conservative faction is holding out, saying they won't vote for McCarthy, which means he may have to make more concessions.
Northern California continues to deal with the after effects of record flooding. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is in the small town of Wilton.
The storm was so strong, it broke a levee that was recently reinforced to last until the year 2050. It cost $20 million. This neighborhood looks like a lake. The flooding will likely only grow as it continues to rain.
Israel's far-right National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir on Tuesday visited a mosque in Jerusalem. The holy site is sacred to both Jews and Muslims. Israeli opposition leader and former Prime Minister Yair Lapid had warned that such a visit by Ben-Gvir would spark violence. The Palestinian Foreign Ministry called the visit an unprecedented provocation. Tens of thousands of people walked through the Basilica of St. Peter, where the body of Pope Emeritus Benedict is resting.
He does not really look so natural. He looked like he had a mask. But you could feel the emotions he had before he died.
Katharina Reutemann was there from Switzerland. Benedict will be laid to rest on Thursday. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. Call 800-278-7455. That's 800-278-7455.
Here's to Wisconsin winter traditions, celebrated year after year.
Hey, check this out.
To lighting up a frosty night with fireworks at Fish Creek Winterfest. Here's to cheering 8,000 skiers across the finish line at the American Birdie Biner in Hayward. And to snow sculpting magic at Winterfest in Lake Geneva. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, January 3rd. In Wood County, the Property and Information Technology Committee meeting will take place at 1:30 p.m. at the courthouse in room 114. The Finance and Property Committee will meet at 4 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall. In Portage County, the Space and Properties Committee meeting that would have taken place at 3:30 has been rescheduled for January 24th. The Executive Operations Committee meeting that was scheduled for 5 p.m. has been canceled. The Land and Water Conservation Committee is still scheduled for 5 p.m. at the Portage County Annex Conference Room 5. In Adams County, the Land and Water and UWEX Committee meeting is scheduled from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Adams County Courthouse in Boardroom A230. In Wood County, the Operations Committee meeting scheduled for today has been moved. The meeting will be held on Thursday, January 5th at 9 a.m. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter weather advisory continues until noon today. Freezing rain likely overnight, otherwise overcast. Lows around 27, winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 35 tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely. 32 tomorrow night, mixed precipitation likely. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Responsibility and gullibility. We must tell you, the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Merry New Year to all of you. Dominic, I'd like to thank our most recent guest, Judge Everett Mitchell, Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate. If you missed him, find the interview at civicmedia.us. Look under the greatest radio show ever, or as you know us, the Devil's Advocates. But Dom, my resolution for 2023
oh, God.
Is to start trash talking right now.
But did you ever stop trash talking?
Well, you know, we didn't have a show over the weekend, so now I'm back to trash talking new for 2023. First and foremost, I'd like to extend the warmest of congratulations to our Minnesota Vikings friends. Congrats on that NFC North championship.
Yes, well done. Well
you guys,
done.
You make fine representatives to the playoffs. Hopefully we'll join you there after we kick your team's ass, Dominic, and beat the lowly Detroit Lions one
lowly?
More time.
Lowly? Oh, Detroit sake. Finally winning the close ones and put a cigarette out on the Chicago Bears yesterday. It was a glorious victor for my roaring Lions. I look forward to another victory from Detroit next week.
You know, here's how I know that A-Rod's serious. He got the 2010 haircut. Whatever that slimy greaseball thing he's had going all year, it's gone, baby. He's got the serious, I'm here to whoop some Detroit Lion ass and make it to the playoffs kind of a haircut going on, Dom. And I think that's a good thing. So, again, congrats to you Viking fans. And, you know, of course, the Bears still suck. But
yes, and congrats, Bears. Maybe you'll be picking maybe the first pick in the draft this year. We'll see what happens. I'm not sure how the numbers are looking. Maybe the second.
You know, I think if we rolled the tape back somewhere about a month ago, I started bold trash talking about our playoff run. I think so. Go luck.
I'm pretty sure you're trash talking about Green Bay all the time. That's probably a fair bet.
I was doing so, and this time I was right. Dominic, a little more trash talking I'd like to do right from the top. We acknowledge the, you know, Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who got called by the former president, you know, effectively Trump made him his bestie or his bitch, you know, depending on your point of view. I think it's probably the latter. But we talked about that in the first hour. And now I want to talk about another desperate man, Speaker wannabe Kevin McCarthy.
Don't call him Speaker yet.
Well, Speaker wannabe Kevin McCarthy. And he's already moved in. He already moved into the office suite. We discussed that briefly, according to Newsmax. And on this topic, that's probably a reliable source. But you hear his newest, of course, it's going to be a contentious vote on the floor of the House tomorrow. The new Congress convenes. And the question is whether or not there's enough votes, 218 required. And McCarthy probably does not have the required number of votes. Probably. So McCarthy's allies are pushing for him to never leave the floor.
Just stay there, man. Read Green Eggs and Ham if you have to.
So he moved into the Speaker's office, and we suggested, you know, he's going to declare a rigged election and just batten down the hatches and refuse to leave the Speaker's office. And his other plan, never leave the floor until the GOP rebels back down. Well, that's what rebels are known for doing, is backing down. Let me read a little bit. Found this at the Roar story. I like it raw. With just a day to go before the election of House Speaker, Republican leader Kevin McCarthy still hasn't locked down the votes he'll need for to win a majority. Pro-McCarthy sources who spoke with CBS News reporter Robert Costa said the GOP leader's allies are urging him to adopt a strategy of flat-out refusing to leave the floor of the House of Representatives on Tuesday until his detractors within the party relent and make him the Speaker of the House. I love this plan, Don. Just stay there all night, forever, just camp out.
I'm not leaving until you make me Speaker.
What I'm hearing tonight at CAP from sources close to McCarthy, he's going to stay on the floor tomorrow, reports Costa. That's the plan. Battle it out if need be, but do it in the open and have the conversations in public. This is not going to go well, Dom. I interject my own opinion. A little bit more from Costa. He's being told to never leave the floor by the rank and file allies. How long before he wets himself? Is he going to wear the Trump brand Depends up there, Tom?
I mean, he's probably got it. He's probably got a few laying around yet.
Dominic McCarthy's allies fear that if he does leave the floor, it'll give his nemesis time to push for a leadership shakeup and perform member theater. Well, they're all. That's what they live for, Dom. That's what they live for. And given how unpredictable such a closed-door battle would be, McCarthy's allies think the only solution is never leave the floor. That's their plan.
That's the plan. There's no business to be done. I mean, until the House elects a Speaker, nothing will get done in Congress.
This all comes as comparatively moderate Republicans such as Rep. Don Bringham the Bacon, Republican from, that's literally his name, Bacon, have been warning the anti-McCarthy hardliners that he and other Republicans might work with Democrats to elect a moderate GOP speaker if they take McCarthy's bid. Is there a moderate GOP House member at this point? I mean, name a moderate, Dom. Who do you think's a moderate over on the GOP side? I mean,
all the quote-unquote moderates, they all retired, spending more time with family. I can tell you who's not a moderate, Rep. Bob Good. He, according to The Hill, predicted on Monday that a quote-unquote true conservative would emerge to challenge McCarthy in his quest to become a speaker and double down on a promise to vote against McCarthy a day ahead of the leadership election. Here's what Good said. I think you'll see on the second ballot an increasing number of member vote for a true conservative who can represent the conservative center of the conference, can motivate the base, Good said on Fox News. We know he needs to, McCarthy needs 218. He has offered some key concessions to his detractors, including a move to vacate the chair, which would trigger a vote on ousting of the speaker with the approval of just five Republicans. He also green-lighted the creation of a House subcommittee on the weaponization of the federal government, which would increase scrutiny on the Biden administration and federal agencies. Good did not offer a suggestion for who might be the alternative to McCarthy. While Good said he expects 10 to 15 members to vote for Andy Biggs on the first ballot, he did not name another candidate who could emerge to challenge McCarthy on the second. In response to a question about who the person might be, Good said he would resist naming someone as that person would face retaliation. Quote, if we were to put forth a name right now or over the last few weeks, that person would have suffered all the attacks and retaliation. Good said. You'll see. No, I just lost it. You'll see the name tomorrow. You'll see that name on the second ballot tomorrow.
We name names around here, Don.
Come on, right.
Why? Well, we don't want scrutiny on the candidate before we spring them on you. You know, it couldn't happen to a nicer party. That's what I
think. I mean, this is, I got to tell you, man, I think this is going to go. This is the Republican Party's in disarray. They can't even win when they're winning.
I'm not even sure if we're doing a show tomorrow, Dom. I got some good Bucks tickets. Take my 17-year-old, and you got some other work to do. So we might have fine fill-ins. Telling you all about this tomorrow. We'll let you know, or more accurately, whoever fills in might. But Dom, you know who else this McCarthy character probably needs? The new congressman-elect, George Santos.
If that's your real name, George.
Do you see the breaking news at the New York Times?
I did not.
Santos, according exclusively at this point, according to the New York Times, Brazilian authorities will revive the fraud case against George Santos. A 2008 court case had been suspended because Brazilian law enforcement officials could not find Mr. Santos. I hear he's supposed to be living in D.C. these days. A little bit of the coverage, Grace Ashford and others. When Representative-elect George Santos takes his seat in Congress on Tuesday, he will do so under the shadow of active investigations by federal and local prosecutors into potential criminal activity during his two congressional campaigns. But an older criminal case may be more pressing. This guy's got a resume like Trump. Brazilian law enforcement authorities intend to revive a fraud charge against Mr. Santos and will seek his formal response, prosecutors told the Times on Monday. The matter, which stemmed from an incident in 08 regarding a stolen checkbook, had been suspended for the better part of a decade because the police were unable to locate him. He's on the lam. A spokesperson for Rio de Janeiro's prosecutor's office said that with Mr. Santos' whereabouts identified, a formal request will be made to the U.S. Justice Department to notify him of the charges, a necessary step after which the case will proceed with or without him. They're going to try him in absentia, Dom.
Crudy, a month before his 20th birthday, Mr. Santos entered a small clothing store in the Brazilian city outside of Rio de Janeiro. He spent nearly $700 using a stolen checkbook and a false name, court records show. Santos admitted the fraud to the shop owner in August of 2009. I know I screwed up, but I want to pay. In 2010, he and his mother told the police that he had stolen the checkbook of a man his mother used to work for and used it to make fraudulent purchases. That sounds about apropos for the Republican Party these days. Are they going to seat him? I keep seeing headlines. Yes. Oh, he needs a second chance. I'm like, second chance? You don't even know who this guy is. You know nothing about him. And you're going to give this guy a second chance? Really? Really?
Come on, Trump always demands mulligans, right?
Winner rules, baby.
Well, welcome all you KTNF Vikings fans and WCPT 820 AM Bears fans. Are there still Bears fans? All I know for sure is Packers going to the Super Bowl, baby. Super Bowl or bust. Come back, more Devils.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Tom, we've been following a couple of big stories this week. Truck convoy leader has no idea where he is and is driving in circles around I-495. He didn't know precisely where he was going anyways or where he was at the time. Apparently, he put the convoy back on the road, headed back up north, and now he's back in Scranton. So
I totally would have protested this tyranny, but damn, the traffic was so bad.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Isolated rain showers likely overnight, otherwise cloudy. Lows dip down to about 32. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Isolated rain showers again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 39. Cloudy. Lows dip down to about 35 tomorrow night. Chance for isolated showers. A dusting of snow Wednesday night through Thursday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
Cheese. And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Going to the phones in just a bit at 844-967-2789.
Gentlemen, whenever I see a breaking headline about cheese, I think it's important to share with both you and our cheese-loving audience. We are the Cheeseheads. We are from Wisconsin. And I'm always worried, you know, when you see a headline about food, you know, because I like all the foods, but especially all the foods covered in cheese. But when you see a headline like cheese, I'm worried it's going to tell me how unhealthy it is for my less than...
I've been eating a lot of cheese this Christmas break, Rudy. Cheese and sausage. I'm a big fan.
Good news about cheese. It's much healthier than you thought. Thank God.
Right.
So I got to share a little of this with the audience because I know we got some cheese consumers out there. Cheese is rich and creamy, and it's irresistible. Cracker paired with a selection of fresh fruit or sprinkled over a bowl of chili. Americans really do love it. The per capita consumption, 40 pounds a year or a little over 1.5 ounces a day. 40 pounds a year. I got to tell you, Dom, that seems, even by Crudy standards, like a lot of freaking cheese.
Yeah, that's a lot of cheese.
I got to think Wisconsin's adding, you know, like pulling up the national average here. A little bit more here. But when people talk about their fondness for cheese, it's often in a guilty way, as in, cheese is my weakness. I've said that often, Dom. Cheese is packed with nutrients like protein, calcium, and phosphorus, and can serve a healthy purpose in the diet, says Lisa Young. I'm going to stop reading right there. That's all I needed to hear, Doc. It could serve a healthy part of the diet. So here are a couple of the points they make about cheese. I mean, it's a fairly well-written article. It's very comprehensive. Cheese being the topic, it's gained my interest. Weight gain, lactose misunderstandings. Cheese also seems to reduce, listen closely, especially those of you eating cheese right now. Cheese also seems to reduce the risk of weight gain and several chronic diseases.
It's a superfood.
Could be. Cheese is a concentrated source of calories, but studies suggest that you don't need to skip cheese to keep the scale steady. In one published in the New England Journal of Medicine, researchers set out to determine which foods were linked to weight gain. Whatever I'm eating,
Don't do that.
It's a huge study, though. They followed like 121,000 men and women over 20 years looking at their weight every 4 years. Cheese wasn't associated with either gain or loss, even for people who increased the amount of it they ate during the study. Didn't everyone? And also cardiovascular disease. A large meta-analysis of 15 studies published in the European Journal, easy for me to say, of Nutrition, that looked at cheese's effect on cardiovascular disease found that people eating the most cheese had a 10% lower risk than those who didn't eat any cheese. Lower cardiovascular. Other analysis have found that cheese doesn't seem to affect heart disease risk either way. Doesn't make you more prone to it. May make you less prone to it.
A little bit more here, Crudy. Diabetes and hypertension. Cheese and full-fat dairy also seem to be linked to a lower risk of both. In a study of more than 145,000 people in 21 countries, the researchers found that eating 2 daily servings of full-fat dairy or a mix of full-fat and low-fat was linked to a 24 and 11% reduced risk in both conditions compared to eating none. Eating only low-fat dairy slightly raised the risk. Among people who didn't have diabetes or hypertension at the start of the 9-year study, those who ate 2 servings of dairy each day were less likely to develop the diseases during the study. And here's one, Crudy, lactose intolerance. Lactose, the sugar in the milk, can be difficult for some people to digest, leading to diarrhea, bloating, and other gastrointestinal symptoms. But the bacteria used to make cheese digests most of the lactose in the milk, says Jamie Ping of the American Cheese Society. Much of the lactose that remains is found in the whey, which gets separated from the curds towards the end of the cheese-making process and is drained off. If you're sensitive to lactose, stick to hard or aged cheese, such as cheddar, provolone, parmesan, blue, gouda, and minimize fresh really soft gouda. Cheese like ricotta and cottage cheese. And even though cheese itself does appear to have negative effects on health, how you incorporate it into your overall diet matters. In much of the research suggesting a neutral or beneficial effect, the highest amount of cheese people ate each day on average was about 1.5 ounces, but in some cases it was up to 3 ounces.
Dominic, let's talk about that for just a minute. Because even by Crudy standards, 1.5 ounces doesn't seem like a lot of daily cheese consumption. But when you pile it up into a 40-pound pile of cheese, so 3 ounces a day is 80 pounds of cheese a year, dude. That's a couple big wheels, is it not?
It seems to be. I don't buy cheese by the wheel, but maybe I'll start. Gertie, in some studies, the health benefits of cheese were found to be greatest when it replaced a less healthful food like red or processed meats. So there's a big difference between crumbling some blue cheese over a salad and serving up a pepperoni pizza with double cheese. Incorporating cheese into a Mediterranean-style diet, where you also include fruits, veggies, other grains, and foods known to lower heart disease risk, is going to be the most beneficial overall to your health. So yeah, how you have it, it makes sense. You know, if you're replacing, you know, some fatty red meat and with some cheese, I mean, that's probably better for you.
The one negative they did mention about cheese at the end there, pretty salty. A lot of salt in cheese. If you're not supposed to eat a lot of salt, don't eat a lot of cheese. But otherwise, it's wonderful for you. I mean, this is really good news, really. Everything I could hope for and more from my, you know, favorite dairy product. I mean, I like a little melted butter, but that's bad for you. Cheese, absolutely cheese. Great. Don't put butter on it. Melt some cheese on there, baby.
I mean, right? It's better for you. It just tastes better. It's so good. It's cheese, especially Wisconsin cheese.
Up to 80 pounds a year. 80 freaking pounds of cheese. Bring it, baby. Come back more Devil's Advocates on the other side. Tell us about your love for cheese at 844-967-2789.
Right? You smell like beef and cheese. You don't smell like Santa.
Nice.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council. You don't
know my hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Betterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. A Stevens Point man is featured in a Wisconsin Public Radio article about the snow sculptures he builds in his yard. Jeff Schobert, a retired Army veteran, builds the sculptures in his yard as a form of exercise, and it started as a way to entertain his young daughter. He calls the area the Snow Art Zone and builds around 100 different sculptures each winter. Some have even gone viral, such as the January 2021 sculpture of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in his iconic mittens pose. This year, the focus of his sculptures are classic childhood characters such as Winnie the Pooh and the Smurfs. The new year officially begins for the Wisconsin legislature tomorrow. Inauguration Day is largely for ceremony. However, the governor will deliver his State of the State speech on the 24th and his budget address on February 15th. The governor and lawmakers will decide what to do with a projected budget surplus of about $6.6 billion. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter weather advisory continues until noon today. Freezing rain likely, overnight, otherwise overcast. Lows around 27, winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 35, tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely. 32, tomorrow night, mixed precipitation likely. 1 to 3 inches of snow, tomorrow night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
And I wear that badge, honor, hugely. I love it. I won Devil's Advocate. You've yet to prove me wrong. First T-shirt of your show ever.
And was that a contest? You keep relaying that. I got to think we saw you at Juan's place there, the Mexican joint we used to go to after the show. But how did you possibly win a T-shirt? Was it a trivia contest? Did you have to be the ugliest guy at the party? What got you the T-shirt?
Actually, well, I'm certainly one of the ugliest at the party. But you know what? You and I, Trudy, wear the same hairstyle. So I'm lucky my lady is into old, bald, fat guys. And I am blessed to be in love with this, the most amazing lady, because she puts up with the Devil's Advocate for years now. And I got to admit, I truly was one of your first callers, and you honored me with a T-shirt that was paper thin. It lasted about 3 washings, and then it disintegrated. But I wore it.
Those were the ones Dom had made.
I really do. I appreciate your guys' show. I appreciate you guys still taking my call, because I know not all of your hosts do. But I got to admit that you guys really do whatever you believe, even though I don't believe it's correct. You know that. I got to admit that you believe what you believe, and you believe it proudly. But thank God for your Devil's Advocate, me allowing you to be your truth detector. Because the things...
I think we should cut you off now, CJ, while you're ahead, man. You're buttering up so you don't win D-Bag of the Year for 2023. I can feel it, but is there a butt coming, CJ? Get to the butt.
No, I just really do. We are so blessed to live in this country. I feel honored to be here and to speak to you. God bless you guys. God bless Devil's Advocate. And I will come back and fight you another day.
All right. I'm going to take you up on that, CJ. We're going to bag of the year 2022.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
It was quite an honor. I'm glad that he feels so honored, because, you know, it was nearly unanimous from the audience's perspective. You know, I thought maybe Putin or Donald Trump or, you know, some national highfalutin break in the world kind of figure. And no, it was a local chap.
It's CJ. Congratulations, CJ.
Congratulations, CJ. I'm glad your wife still loves you. She might be the only one. 844-967-2789. Jack from Merrimack, we still love you. Happy 2023, sir.
Hey, Jack.
Thank you. Same to you guys. Thank you. Know, see, that's a hard act to follow, I'm going to tell you. he really came in well.
Well,
anyway.
I mean, the guy won D-Bag of the Year, and that's the most gracious and gregarious we've ever seen the man. We got to bully him more often.
I'll agree with you on that statement.
What's your thought, Jack?
Anyway, well, a couple of things regarding McCarthy, and I think you misspoke. You said the rank and file Republicans are going to possibly vote for McCarthy for Speaker. I think that's probably rank smelling and vile instead of rank and file. But that's another matter too. It doesn't really make a difference if they elect McCarthy Speaker on the first ballot, the second ballot, or the 100th ballot. With the Republicans in the House, nothing's going to get done anyway, except maybe they'll throw some spurious impeachment charges against the wall and see who sticks. Too bad that they can't get one of their own to stick.
Well, you know they're coming after Mayorkas. You know they're coming after Joe Biden. And they're certainly, if you got sick of Benghazi, wait till you hear the new season, Hunter Biden's laptop from hell.
It's going to be glorious. Thanks for the call, Jack. You're right. From a practical perspective, it probably doesn't matter a whole lot, right? But the crap show that will ensue while they throw feces at each other is going to be glorious to watch. Now we've talked about, who is it, Bacon, who said, you know, if they don't get McCarthy right away in the first few whatever, they might be prone to go reach out to some Dems and get a moderate Republican in there. Because if you're going to be like McCarthy, you're going to agree to, you know, changing all these rules and, all right, hey, if one person, you know, doesn't like me, they can throw it up against the wall and try to vote me out. Well, I have a feeling that if it's one or five, or if it's a change of the rules, well, there's a reason for that. And they're gonna be able to hold that power over him the entire time. So I don't know. I mean, practically speaking, no, you're right. I don't think there's going to be any sort of great legislation coming out of this Republican Congress. But what it will show to this country and to the world just how much in disarray the Republican Party is.
The Republican Party's in disarray. 844-967-2789. A new name, Beth from Northern Indiana. Welcome, Beth. How are you listening?
Hi, Beth.
Hi, guys. I'm streaming you guys on my computer, and I love your show, and I love your stations. You guys do such a great job. I have to shower you with compliments. You guys do an excellent job.
Well, you have excellent taste, Beth.
I think so, too.
We all do, Beth. We all do, even CJ.
I love the music you use, too, and I'm a musician myself and a songwriter, but we'll get to that some other time. I wanted to make you aware that since you're choosing the biggest D-bag of the year, that there's a South Park episode where there's a song that you can find easily on YouTube of the biggest D in the universe. And it's pretty hilarious. You might want to use it in honoring CJ one more time.
Beth, you are brilliant. Beth,
blowing my mind.
Just look up South Park song, biggest D in the universe, and it is hilarious.
I would hope that Ebone's on that right now, Beth. Otherwise, he's fired. Beth, any other political thoughts?
Well, for a long time now, ever since 2020, I've been on Dom's side of the argument that Donald Trump will not run. He'll find some reason to back out right before the primaries because of he just wants to raise money to the last minute. And I think I'm still sticking by that, but I do kind of, when you said the other day something about him dirty knuckling his way through or bloody knuckling his way through, that made me think, yeah, you know. So all I know is I'm disgusted that the law has not locked him up yet. And I don't think that Merrick Garland realizes how many people are being harmed by him not taking these actions. People like us who speak out locally can have our tires flattened or something by these idiots, you know, while he, meanwhile, the more he puts it off, the more the violence and silliness keeps going. It's my point.
You make excellent points, Beth.
Great point,
Beth.
Thank you.
844-967-2789, a day for Hoosier fans. Bob from Indiana, how you doing, Bob?
Hey, Bob.
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
Good man, yeah, you Notre Dame, you a Hoosier. What's your look? Purdue Boilermaker. What's your team?
Try the Cubs.
Well, triumph for what? They never win anything.
Well, that's why I like them. I don't get excited anymore. So, anyways, I called because all of a sudden there's all these accolades for CJ. Now, I'm the guy that nominated him for his award in the first place.
You were, Bob. I know, man. You should get half the honor.
No, therein is my point. I want, like, a gold medal around my neck like the Olympics, or I don't know, a crown, or possibly a T-shirt. I don't care, but CJ wouldn't be where he is without me.
I got a hand-me-down paper-thin original Devil's Advocates T-shirt right from CJ's closet to you, Bob. You know, Dom went to the records, and he has verified.
Yes, you, in fact, I can confirm. Bob, in fact, was the nominating entity for CJ Bob. Well done, sir.
And many, many, excellent taste. Many seconds to the motion.
Oh, yes, I understand that. But, you know, somebody has to be the first one thinking of the Ford automobile.
You put CJ on the assembly line to douchebag of the year. And it was a hell of a fun show. If you missed it on Friday, it's worth a re-listen.
We'll use it
as a best of.
Hey, Bob, keep listening, man. We'll get something. We'll send you something as well, man. We got to keep some love going. I appreciate your point, man. You did it. If it weren't for you, I don't know who would have brought up CJ. Maybe Pizza Box Mike would have seconded that.
Bob, leave your address. I got some quality Union printed Devil's Advocates original T-shirts. I keep a stash in the cupboard here. I got one with your name on it, Bob. Unless you're like super big, like Crudy, in which case, give it to the wife or some smaller person, you know. Because I got like mediums, larges, but above and beyond that, I stole them all.
844-967-2789. Dick, you are next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, first of all, Happy New Year, guys, and congratulations on all the expansion across the state. And I almost feel sorry for CJ today. I'm the polar opposite, as you know, when it comes to the issues. And my older brother this weekend, when I was down in Racine over the weekend, he goes, you know, you're a legend in your own mind. And CJ and I have that in common.
You and CJ, yeah. And Dom, of course.
Right. But you know, I almost feel sorry for him. And on a real sad note, can I convey something to you from the music world? Fred White from Earth, Wind, and Fire passed away. What a way to start the year.
So that did sucks. One of the Pointer Sisters.
Oh, my God. This is not good. It's not the way to start the new year. But all wishing you all the best in this new year. I mean, everything's looking so good. I mean,
it's coming up Devil's Advocates all across the yeah, board.
I don't, you know, Dick, I feel the same way. It feels like things are looking up, but I just, you know, kind of forget how low the bar has fallen, man.
No, just, no.
The best news of all, Dick, cheese, wonder food.
Oh, no kidding. I feel especially good about that.
As do we all, Dick. We Wisconsinites, we cheeseheads. You know what I made last night? Macaroni and cheese with the gourmet and the sharp cheddar and the parm.
Mix it all up. All right, so I did look it up, though. So like a Kraft single is like 21 grams. There's 28 grams in an ounce. So if you have like two Kraft singles.
Kraft single? That's not even cheese, man. I'm just throwing some out there
for comparisons, for size sake. So you know what you're talking about. Portions matter. We're the Devil's Advocates. One portion left. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789.
The biggest douche of the universe. In all the galaxies, there's no bigger douche than you. You've reached the top.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Wants to remind me, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Wants to remind me, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Pat, I
feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Isolated rain showers likely overnight, otherwise cloudy. Lows level off around 34. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Isolated rain showers again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 39. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for isolated showers tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 35. A dusting of snow Wednesday night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. We'll get you on 844-967-2789.
Dominic, tomorrow, the inauguration of Tony Evers and the Wisconsin legislature, significantly gerrymandered to favor Republicans. And also today, Dom, the inauguration, the swearing in of Gretchen Whitmer, Democratic reelected from the great state of Michigan. And let's not forget, she was the target of a kidnapping and murder plot. Yeah, I'm telling you, the politics get real serious. Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, sworn in for a second term, my bad, Sunday, called the sentencing last week of two men convicted of plotting to kidnap her just while urging both parties to confront threats and violent rhetoric. Here's her quote. Whether it's someone harassing Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh or Congressman Fred Upton here in Michigan or me or our Attorney General or Secretary of State, it's unacceptable, she told CNN's Caitlin Collins in an interview. But I do think it's important that people on both sides of the aisle, I hate when they do that, I think it's important that people on both sides of the aisle who care more about our democracy than our political agenda stand up and take it on. I guess I'll accept this usage. 13 people were charged in the kidnapping plot, with the group discussing sending a bomb to the governor. The co-leaders of the plot were sentenced last week to 16 and 20 years in federal prison after prosecutors had sought a life sentence in both cases. Whitmer, who had dealt with an unprecedented COVID-19 pandemic and issued stay-at-home orders that made her a target, expressed concern about how the plot has been described, saying, "There's a tendency to minimize some of these threats. They weren't planning to ransom me. They weren't going to keep me. They were planning to assassinate me. And the plot has been covered as a kidnapping plot," she said. "There was one person who showed up on, you know, on a Supreme Court justice's lawn and turned himself in. And it was covered as an assassination attempt." And so I think that when you look at the facts of both of these and you see how differently they're covered, I do, you know, have concern about the language that we use, especially when women are the target as opposed to men. 844-967-2789. She is a political up-and-comer. She won re-election, 500,000 votes. If Biden steps aside, and if he served a second term to completion, Dom, Joe Biden would be 86 freaking years old. I'm not trying to be ageist here, but some age better than others. And I don't think Joe's got another 6 years in him. And I don't know if he'd make a great contrast with, let's say, a guy like Ron DeSantis of Florida. Ron's just as big a bully as Donald Trump ever hoped to be. He's just not quite as tarnished yet. Give him time. He'll be a fascist.
We talked about Hope Hicks earlier, and I think this kind of relates. When some of the text exchange between Hope Hicks and Ivanka Trump's chief of staff, and Hicks wrote this. In one day, they're all mad at the president right after this, after the coup attempt. In one day, he ended every future opportunity that doesn't include speaking engagements at the local Proud Boys chapter. And all of us that didn't have jobs lined up will be perpetually unemployed. I'm so mad and upset. We all look like domestic terrorists now. The casual reference to the local Proud Boys chapter, right? I mean, I think this, it kind of goes to this normalization of this hatred, right? This hate speech and Christian nationalism and all that kind of stuff. And this is nothing new. It's just today's version of it. And I do agree that I think anybody who, if you're a part of this and you hear it, and we do it around here, some will, you know, rhetorically say, you know, do this or that. We want to make sure that people understand. No, we're not about, you know, taking to violence. We're about engaging in the governmental system in which we have, and that's the whole point of it. So we don't have to be, you know, beating each other in the streets. That's the civil way to address it. But unfortunately, in my perception, there's a whole lot more on the left that are saying these kinds of things than there are on the right. Hence, you got, you know, these casual references of a joke, kind of sad joke, that their only job they're going to get is going to be speaking engagement at the Proud Boys chapter because they were involved in a coup against this country. And the reporting matters. I totally agree it once again with Whitmer. Is it because she's a woman? Is it because the newspaper or the journalist didn't get it right? I mean, if this is an assassination attempt, that should be what the reporting says over and over again. If it's kidnapping, it's kidnapping. So I think there is some distinction to be made there. And it whatever it is, it should be accurate.
I forget the Griffith or Griffin woman that departed the Trump administration about a month early.
Right. She left early.
She was part of the conversation. And she said she actually admired the fact that Hope Hicks described these people as domestic terrorists. She was glad she used those words. She thought they were apt. 844-967-2789. Be apt. Join the Devil's Advocates. Like Jake from Eureka. Jake, another earthquake I heard, man. How are things going?
Hey, Jake.
A bit shaky, I would say, but no, it is okay. It's just California, you know, what's to be expected.
Well, you guys have had California crazy weather and two earthquakes, and
no fires here. Right? We're good. We're good.
Yeah, we're a few months away from fire season, but yeah, that'll happen at some point. But yeah, speaking of another California disaster, Kevin McCarthy, according to Politico, he doesn't have the 218 votes to become speaker, so. How many ballots are they going to go? Are they going to vote 10, 12 times or whatever before McCarthy finally backs out and becomes what, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Speaker of the House?
Don't leave the floor. Don't leave the house. I mean, that's his plan. That's the greatest plan they have is just bunker down, move into the Speaker's office, and don't leave the floor of the house. Because if you leave, then they'll offer an alternative to Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah, maybe Kevin will call in the Proud Boys. You know, I'm sure Trump still has their phone number.
Stand back and stand by. Might need you tomorrow. Jake, be well there. Northern California has been through a lot of late. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I think we're a little short here, aren't we?
We got plenty of time. We got 1 minute left. So lots of place your bets. You know, does Kevin McCarthy get it? Does he get it in one vote or 10 votes or 20? Do Never. The Republicans cut a deal with the Democrats for a moderate? What happens? We'll have to wait and see.
I'll take all your action on this Sunday's big game. I'm going Packers. I'm a cheesehead. And then I'm going to eat the cheese. Because I love the cheese, and it's healthy for you, apparently.
We read an article about it, the Washington Post. Good for you. Congratulations. Now, I should be worried about the sausage and the processed meats, but the cheese, especially the good cheese, the real cheese, not cheese product, you know, real cheese, that's all good.
Not Kraft Singles. That's not even cheese, man. Thank you, Judge Everett Mitchell. Thank you, Mark Thompson. Coming up next on the Paul Revere Show, I'll be using Mark's tickets tomorrow night. And therefore, I won't be on this fine program. Someone will, I hope. Or we'll replay the honoring of CJ D-Bag of the Year.
That's good. childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org
today. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.